Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's Word today, this the third Sunday in the season of Advent, is our Psalm of the day, Psalm 126, the words of which we spoke just a few moments ago. But dear brothers and sisters in the faith, Book of Romans, chapter 15, says, "For whatever was written in former days," in other words, God's Word, "whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope." Now that's one verse of the Bible, but it talks about three things. It talks about the past, it talks about the present, and it talks about the future, kind of like the old story of the Christmas Carol, right, where the three different ghosts come to Ebenezer Scrooge. But these aren't ghosts, this is the Word of God. The past, the present, and the future, all with the same message. The past was written in former days for our instruction. It's like the foundation of a building. You want to know what God does? Look in the past. Read His holy word. The present is the building that's currently being built, and it needs endurance, it needs encouragement. And then there's the future. It's like the architect's drawing that you see when they put up a new building, what it's supposed to look like, what it's going to look like, that we might have hope. And not a human hope. Human hope says, "I hope things will work out." No, we're talking about God's hope, which says, "They will work out. They will. They just haven't happened yet." It's like the candles that we light. We always think that it should be purple, 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 pink, but here we have pink as the third candle. And it's lit there because it shows that the light is starting to shine. It's not all the way here yet, but it will come. Just wait. Galatians chapter 6, "Therefore, let us not grow weary. Let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." So, Psalm 126, the past, the present, the future. The past. "When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then it was that our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. And then they said among the nations, 'The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us,' and we were glad." The people of God speaking there, they looked to the past. They saw in their history how for hundreds of years the Lord had sent to His people good times. How the Lord had sent to His people, when it was needed, hard times. How the Lord had sent to His people prophets, He'd sent to His people teachers, He'd sent to His people leaders, He'd sent to His people miracles, He'd sent to His people acts of deliverances. But aside from a few cases, all those things that the Lord sent never made much of a dent. All the things that He sent. And so eventually, He sent His people away, far off from the promised land into exile. And that should have been the end of it. If it was you and me being God, I'd have been done with those folks. We're over and done. I've had enough. We'll start over again. But that's not what the Lord did. He said, "There's going to be 70 years. You're going to be in exile for 70 years. But at the end of 70 years, stay the course. I'm going to bring you home." Now, that hardly seemed possible. How would their enemies who had captured them allow them to go home to the promised land. And yet the Lord kept his word. He brought about the fall of the vast Babylonian kingdom in a few space of a few short years. And then he caused to arise the Persian kingdom. And one of the first things the king of the Persians did was say, you can go home. You can go home to the promised land. God would go that far for his people. He brought them back to the promised land. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. And then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. And even the unbelieving people around them said, that's nothing short of a miracle. That's a miracle of God. And so it is with the Lord's working. There's an old saying that says, bad things come in what? How does it go? Bad things come in threes. I think that's how it is. Sometimes they seem like more than that, but bad things come in threes. I don't know how good things come, but God does seem to have a pattern. And the pattern seems to be is that he lets you go all the way to the edge. And you have to wait and wait until it seems like you're beyond waiting. And you have to pray and pray until it seems like you've been praying so much. It seems like you've been shooting the prayers up at heaven. They bounce off the sky and come right back down to you. And then, all of a sudden, everything falls into place like it needs to. It's like the old hymn, we have it in our hymn book, God Moves in a Mysterious Way is the name of the hymn, and this is what it says. It says, his purposes will ripen fast, unfolding every hour. The bud may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower. And so the past. The Christian looks to the past. You look to the past, you see what God has done, you see how he works, you see his pattern in things. It builds the foundation for the building. You look to the past. But you have to live, for now, in the present. And God's people came back to the promised land, but when they came back to the promised land, things had changed. They could see all the familiar landmarks. They could see the coast mountains over here. They could see the Cascades over there. They could see Mount Roxanne. They could see Bear Creek. All the things they'd heard about from their grandparents and their great-grandparents, they could see it all. And yet it didn't seem like the promised land anymore. There were enemies that threatened them with violence. The enemies hired lawyers and lawyers' tricks to cause them problems. There was drought. There were heavy taxes. Jerusalem was in ruins. The temple was a burned-out shell. And the people were weighed down by one thing after another, and it didn't seem like they could stand upright. And so Psalm 126, we look around. It's all the places I heard about. But Lord, please restore our fortunes like the streams in the Negev, which is just to the south of the promised land. It's an area of desert. And as we know from eastern Oregon, when it doesn't rain, what do you have? It's bone dry. You have stream beds, but no stream. Nothing grows. Restore our fortunes, Lord, because it's bone dry. And it gets you asking a question underneath that, and that is, why does this earth have to be such a troubled mess? Why does it have to be such a mess? Doesn't seem like it should be that way. Well, we can look in our Bible and we can find all sorts of reasons. Human sin, the ways of the world, the temptations of the devil, of course, all of those are there. But maybe there's the hand of God in it too. Maybe there's the hand of God that he lets us see things such a mess so that we don't get off the train too early. So that we don't get off at the wrong stop. So that we don't say, I think I'll get settled here, or I'll get settled there. No, he says you stay on the train because we're not at the final stop. I want you to get to a place that is better than all of them. Stay on the train. Stay in your faith. Stay on the train together with the saints who have gone before you. Hebrews chapter 11. All these people, and I quote, all these people died in faith. They didn't receive the things promised yet, but they saw them from afar, and they greeted them from afar, and they acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. Now, people who talk like that make it clear that they're seeking a homeland. We're not there yet. If they had been thinking of the land from which they had gone out, they would have had an opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, and he has prepared for them a city. And so again, the old hymn, "You fearful saints, fresh courage take. The clouds you so much dread are big with mercy and shall break in blessings on your head." You see in the past, you know how God works, you know what his pattern is. You see the present, it looks difficult, but God gives you promises in the present. Now what does he say? He says, you see in the past, you see the present, and now you know the future. You know it. Today's psalm, those who sow in tears, in other words, spreading the seeds around in the field, those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. The person who goes out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves together with him. Weeping in the present, but rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. And again, you know where they got the other old hymn. How does it go? "Going forth with weeping, sowing for the master, though the loss sustained our spirit often grieves. When our weeping's over, he will bid us welcome. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves." Bringing in the sheaves. So you got Psalm 126. Psalm 126 is like standing on a mountaintop, and when you're standing on the mountaintop, you can see where you have been, you can see the past, you can see where you are, and you can also see where you're going, the past and the present and the future. And it is true that the present is always the problem one. It's always the tough one. It always has been for the children of God. You live in a world that doesn't approve of you. You live in a world where Satan attacks you. You live in a world where your own heart works against you and against the things of the kingdom of God. And what does the Lord say? He says, in this world you will have tribulation. He says, take up your cross and follow me. He says, through the mouth of Paul and Barnabas, they said to the believers, continue in the faith. Through many tribulations, we must enter into the kingdom of God. And again, from that, there comes an old hymn, and you know the words. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. Psalm 126. The present is rough, but if you look back, you will see how the Lord works. You will see his gracious working. You will see the pattern all the way from his cross to the very present day. And when you look at that past, you can actually see into the future. You know how the future will turn out. You know it. You know what it'll look like. You can say Romans chapter 15, whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, so that through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. Therefore, Galatians chapter 6, let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap, we will bring in the sheaves if we do not give up. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.